Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 26th of March. Your reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and a D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 Whiskey Papa and VK3 Papa Golf. We also have relays by the following rebroadcast stations on 1.862 MHz, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, on 3670 Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, on 7140 Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, on 14130 Dale VK7 Delta Golf, on 28525 by Tony VK7 VKT, and on UHFCB Channel 15, Mark VK7 FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in the north and VK7 RAD in southern VK7. WWFF News 74 VK7. 70 new WWFF or Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park/Reserve reference areas have recently been added to the VK7 directory list, including areas on King Island and Flinders Island. Thanks to those VK7 amateurs who sent in suggestions. As a reminder to all, WWFF reference areas must fall within the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, Protected Area Category System. The list of the new VK7 park/reserves can be found in the WWFF online directory or the WWFF Australia website and will soon be added to the Parks and Peaks website. So, let's dust off the portable gear whilst the weather is still favourable and get amongst these new parks and reserves. I look forward to receiving some logs for upload. As always, any questions regarding the WWFF program, please don't hesitate to ask. And that's 73 from Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey. QSL News, and the report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as of the 17th of March is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email and his address vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, then please let me know, or let him know, as well as the stations that you work. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. VK7 Event News. Meet the Voice 2023 Wrap-Up. Last weekend was the Meet the Voice event, with the main event happening on Sunday the 19th of March at 11 a.m. It all happened at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River. It was an intimate gathering with the following amateurs in attendance: Cedric VK7 Charlie Lima, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, Alan VK7 Alpha November, Jeff VK7 Golf Whiskey and XYL, Rodney VK7 Hotel Alpha Mike, John VK7 Juliet Foxtrot Delta, Mike VK7 Mike Hotel, Peter VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie and his XYL, Peter VK7 Zulu Papa Echo, Colin VK7 Zulu Charlie Fox, Peter VK7 Papa Delta, and four visitors. The Sewing Circle plaque for 2023 was presented on behalf of Eric VK7 Echo Victor to Rodney VK7 Hotel Alpha Mike, with congratulations. There was a small car boot sale, and we understand that Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel finished up with a $20 box of leftovers. Peter VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie operated in the John Moore Memorial Field Day contest whilst he stayed over in the Ross Caravan Park. On ya, Peter. And that's 73 from Ross, VK7ALH. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants: VK7's Zulu Alpha Bravo, Zulu Golf Kilo, Kilo Tango, Papa Alpha Kilo, Zulu Sierra Bravo, Papa Delta, and Oscar Oscar, all sharing 22 photos. There were various subjects like the Rain Oculus in Singapore, That's a 22-metre diameter acrylic bowl where water forms a whirlpool before falling two stories to a pool below. A 1/5 scale village and embassy gardens at Tasmasia near Sheffield. Railway platform 9 3/4 with only half of a luggage trolley visible. Quad HF beams on towers and a couple of impressive Radio Shack setups. Pleasure craft on Strawn's Macquarie Harbour and a ferry on the Tama River. A black Currawong, the continuing series on repeater sites, and this week featuring the Companion Hill setup. The antenna coax entry point into a building with an extensive earthing arrangement, a traffic camera shot of the Tasman Bridge at night, and a useful hint on going uphill. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK7OscarOscar's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north. If you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-metre SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A reminder that in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146.650 can be RF-linked to VK7RJG by using a CTCSS tone of 141.3 hertz. We get underway from around 7:30 p.m. and there's 73s from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. Contest news. John Moyle Field Day 2023. A reminder about submitting logs for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Paper logs may be posted to John Moyle Contest Manager, 27 Laguna Avenue, Kerwin, 4817 Queensland. Alternatively, logs may be emailed jmfd@wia.org.au or to the older address of jmfd2022 at wia.org.au or vk4ae@wia.org.au or snail mailed via the WIA contest manager, JMMFD, PO Box 2042, Bayswater, Victoria 3153. Club stations must forward in the first instance an electronic version of their log. Club stations who submit only a paper log will have that log returned as unreadable due to the very large amount of work involved in entering and checking large paper logs. The following formats are acceptable: Microsoft Excel or Word, ASCII text, or the print log output file from electronic log programs such as VK Contest Log or VKCL. Logs sent by disk or email must include a summary sheet and a declaration, but the operator's full name, legible, is acceptable in lieu of a signature. A PDF copy of a handwritten log is also not acceptable and will also be rejected as it is an image and hence computer unreadable. Logs must be postmarked no later than the 7th of April 2023, and as the post is now so slow and unreliable, logs dispatched on the last day might not arrive in time. Electronic versions of the log will be received until midnight the 11th of April 2023. Any logs received after this date will be returned as ineligible. And that's 73s from Dennis Johnson, VK4 Alpha Echo. Now, news from the north and the SOTA and WWFF Parks Group. And Summers on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, at 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7 Alpha November. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Wednesday Tech Night at the club rooms saw another mixed bag of items brought in by club members. Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, was once again in the radio room using his newish Zigu transceiver, model CS108G, to participate in the testnet/CW course run by Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The difference this time was that Peter had managed to source a replacement colour LCD screen for the Zigu and had installed it, much nicer to use when you don't have to guess quite so much. He also brought along the rest of his portable kit combination contained in two Pelican look-alike padded cases. The contents were soon disgorged onto the table and consisted of a WA4 Wyndham 7 14 28 and 50 meg off-center fed dipole antenna kit, an ATU100 antenna matcher, a very interesting portable SWR meter made by Alex Nursenin, Kilo 6 Victor Hotel Foxtrot, the size of a box of matches. It has four LEDs to give a greater than SWR value, and of course his small 20-watt HFSSV CW Zigu transceiver. Peter even managed to squeeze in a Morse code key and patch leads. An excellent compact self-contained setup for portable use, Peter. Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo, brought in an interesting piece of equipment. Whilst not specifically intended for amateur radio, it was a piece of top-grade RF equipment. The unit was manufactured in Lithuania by Teltonika, a model RUTXR1, and was indeed a piece of enterprise-grade equipment. On the RF side of things, the unit can provide main and standby data links on the 3G and or 4G mobile networks. It comes with two suitable Yagi antennas that independently feed two mobile phone transceivers. The mobile data then feeds into an internal router plus Wi-Fi access point, and the whole unit's reliability can then be increased by using the two independent 12-volt power supplies. All this packaged in a single rack unit case, which exhibits an excellent standard of construction and finish. It's intended for use where a high-speed and ultra-reliable data connection is required. In this case, the unit provides the data backbone for a continuously streaming audio feed for a local Launceston AM band broadcast station. It's not that long ago the broadcast audio would have been via a 600-ohm balanced program line provided by the PMG. Now, to jump from the 1 meg AM broadcast band to the 23 centimetre amateur band, and Colin, VK7 Zulu Charlie Foxtrot, showed us his just-constructed 1270 meg 9-element vertical coaxial collinear antenna, complete with PVC protective tube, incorporating a very nicely turned nylon-type material base to locate and secure the overall assembly. Nice soldering, Colin. I'm assuming that this is to couple with Colin's recently acquired 23 centimeter band 2 watt transverter from SG Laboratories in Bulgaria. This antenna certainly generated a great amount of discussion, which continued on again at the Friday coffee morning. Another great evening that ended much later than the planned, and this time with a bang. Well, not actually a bang, but that didn't stop smoke coming out of one of the 30-amp desktop 12-volt linear power supplies that was being used for testing a transceiver. However, at this point, Idris, VK7ZIR, made the equipment safe and decided that it was time to call it a night. It's an investigation as to where the smoke escaped from and the repairs that are needed that will have to wait for another night. As usual, pictures of items from the evening are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events: the Testnet and Technical Session, Wednesday the 29th of March, Testnet/CW course on 3580 from 7pm until 7:30pm, and a Technet on 3567 from 7:30pm until about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. 10th anniversary of Club Rooms Barbecue, Saturday the 1st of April at midday. Held at the Entark Club Rooms, a low-key get-together to celebrate 10 years in the Entark Club Rooms will be in the form of a barbecue, free for club members and family that register prior to the barbecue, or otherwise a donation of $10 on the day would be appreciated. Register at the club rooms or by email to the secretary, as these attendance numbers will assist with catering requirements. Sausages, burgers, both vegan and meat, will be provided. Donations of side salads, cakes, slices, etc. would be appreciated. Should you decide to stay, the general meeting will commence at 1400 or 2 p.m, which will then be followed by light refreshments. Thank you to those who have already registered. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 1st of April at 2 p.m, held at the Entark Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochalie. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, then please email the secretary at secretary@entark.net no later than Friday the 31st of March. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 5th of April and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through to about 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street in Rochalie. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Well, that's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary of NTARC. And now, moving south, if you can get past all the roadworks, potholes and other contributing factors on the Midlands Highway, is news from the south and the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Presentation nights. Magnetic Loops, Myth-Busting Demo. The Reist April presentation and demonstration will be all about busting some of the myths surrounding magnetic loop antennas. There are many, many myths out there on the interwebs about magnetic loop antennas, and so this presentation and a demonstration will focus on myth-busting by presenting the facts, demonstrating them in real time, and busting some of the myths that many amateurs hang on to about these fascinating antennas. We may even be demonstrating the magnetic loop tuner design from Dave Truen, G7IYK. The presentation will be given by Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, and will be streamed and go out on DVB-TRF. This will take place on Wednesday the 5th of April from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. 73 is from the Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Rex, VK7MO, gave us an update on auroral propagation, talking about the KP index getting to 5 for something to happen. Rex outlined that this is just an initial thought, and the peaks have been happening in the early morning. Rex, VK7MO, showed a picture of the sun showing the coronal mass ejection, or CME, going away from the Earth on the 13th of March 2023, which was a 1-in-10-year event. This still caused significant increase in the KP index. Rex outlined there was a difference between the NOAA forecasts and the Australian Bureau of Meteorology Space Weather Services, which is a more localised forecast. Andrew Klekikook has a station at Kingston with a 180-degree camera and saw faint red optical aurora on the evening in question. Rex outlined that the theory is that radio aurora occurs off the E layer. However, it is known that the F layer optical aurora is red, nitrogen generated, and the E layer aurora produces a green visible aurora. Rex showed a photo from New Zealand of this effect. Rex showed the difference between the NOAA and the Bureau of Meteorology space weather measurements. The advantage of the NOAA measurements is that there is a forecast. We then showed the sunspots currently on the sun, and there are some nice large spots moving towards us. Rex then showed the NOAA prediction, and the next few days were looking promising. Rex outlined that there is some evidence that these events happen on the equinox. There are a range of elements that need to align for these conditions to provide the right conditions for radio propagation. Thanks, Rex. We then moved to some VK7 history and Meg Skegg's father, Pat G's VK7 Golf Victor Silent Key, who won a QRP 1,000 mile per watt award from the ARCI. Thanks to Meg for donating these certificates / award to REST for historical purposes. Meg also donated a book titled Crystal Sets and Such Things for the 70th anniversary of 3LO in Melbourne. Rex reminisced about receiving the ABC's 3LO broadcast. We then reviewed the latest VKQRP Club Low Key magazine. We finished with reminders for future presentation and events. This week we have some interesting precursor information about the MagLoop presentation and possibly some more information on auroral propagation, plus much more. We stream the nights on REST YouTube channel. We go out on RFDVB-T 7 megs standard definition on 445.5. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 megs and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. Training and assessments. The next REST Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday, May the 13th. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, the REST learning organiser, know as soon as possible by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640 megs commencing at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 meg negative offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz negative offset, CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, call back on 1296.15 megs FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560 Bravo. And stations in the Launceston area transmit on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 till 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. until noon. NTARC Wednesday the 5th of April, club technical night from 7:30 until 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms in Archer Street, Rogerlea. NTARC Wednesday the 29th of March, Testnet and TechNet. Testnet CW course 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 upper sideband. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Room from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. CCARC 27th of March, SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD on 2 metres, the repeater on Mount Duncan, on the fourth Monday in the month. Events: NTARC, 1st of April, Club General Meeting from 2 p.m. held in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochalie. REAST, 5th of April, Magnetic Loop Antennas, Myth Busting, with demo with Justin VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader is VK7ZIR. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 40 metres, we'd appreciate a volunteer. 20 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. 10 metres, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. UHF CB Channel 15, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com, and further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s. Stay safe from Mike, VK7, Foxtrot Bravo.